This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. You can vote a straight ticket ballot in November, maybe. A federal judge is blocking the Michigan law that banned straight party voting. But Attorney General Bill Schuette and Secretary of State Ruth Johnson will appeal it, probably early next week. Joining me to talk about that is Ken Sekema, a senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Give us some background on this. Why did the legislature and the governor think that banning straight party voting was important?
Well, Lester, you could look at their public arguments, and then you could peel that onion back a little bit and look at the political situation.
Let's do both.
Publicly, they're saying that, you know, voters ought to be voting for each individual candidate and not have sort of make the easy pass of just voting for a straight party and then walking out. That it's good for democracy if you force voters to look at individual candidates for individual offices. I think on the political side, Republicans in Michigan believe it's to their advantage, particularly on statewide offices like maybe governor or Board of Ed positions, U.S. Senate. It's to their advantage to not have straight party voting because in many large cities, Democratic voters tend overwhelmingly to vote straight Democratic. So a Republican legislature clearly would not have passed this if they didn't think there was some political advantage to them.
The U.S. District Judge who's blocking the law, Gershwin Drain, wrote an opinion which indicated that this would present a disproportionate burden on African Americans' right to vote. So how does this law burden black voters?
Well, his argument is that African-American voters in big cities in Michigan overwhelmingly vote straight Democratic.
Right.
And if you don't allow that, it's going to take a lot longer to vote. The lines are going to be longer because you've got to spend more time in the voting booth voting for individual races. And if it takes longer to vote, you run the risk of people just walking away, not voting. So it would depress the turnout among Democratic voters in these large cities.
We've already seen in Detroit, for instance, that lines at the polling place can sometimes go around the block. This is only going to make that worse if it is appealed and the AG and the Secretary of State are successful in this.
Let me just say this. I mean, people can have a disagreement on this policy. You know, is it a good thing or a bad thing to have straight ticket voting or not? 40 states actually don't allow it. But you could have a policy argument. What frankly surprised me about his decision is sort of the very blatant and overt political rationale he gave. I was quite taken aback by that. When you get a decision from a federal district judge, you know, it's got a little bit more tone of legalese and constitutionality. And he really didn't make that argument very well. And to be honest with you, I don't think this is going to survive further judicial scrutiny. Now, I'm not a lawyer, Lester, but I think this decision is got a rough road to hoe down the road.
Let's talk about the process just a little bit. Ballots have to be printed, absentee ballots being the most pressing issue. What are the odds the courts will deal with this in time?
Well, I think there's – look, once again, look, I'm not a lawyer here, but the state's going to appeal. You know, we're under a gun time-wise. You're right. Ballots got to get printed in September. But I wouldn't be surprised if the appellate bench actually overturned his injunction for the election and said, look, let's have an argument about this, but let's give deference to the fact the legislature passed it and the governor signed it. But so I wouldn't be surprised if it got overturned quickly, to be honest with you.
Hey, I want to ask you, did you watch Donald Trump last night?
No, I didn't watch his speech, but that's not unusual. I normally, you know, hey, look, I go to bed kind of early, so I normally don't watch much of each convention.
Well, it was a long speech, and it went late into the night. I'm just wondering, you know, if you've heard any reports about it, and as a former Republican legislative leader, what you thought about the points that he made, and what does nominating Donald Trump say about the Republican Party today?
Well, you know, I read some of the analysis this morning. I think based on what I read, I think he probably gave a pretty good speech. Now, it was, you know, it was hard-edged, but he is. But all in all, one of the networks reported a survey that they had conducted, you know, about people's reaction, and it was fairly positive. Now, maybe most Republicans were in that survey and not Democrats, but you know, it could, let me put it this way, Lester, it could have been worse.
What do you mean by it could have been worse? I'm not sure where you're going.
Well, I mean, you know, he's disparaged various ethnic groups, for example, during the course of the primary. He didn't do that. That's what I mean about he could have said, made some really outrageous comment that became the news story this morning, and that didn't happen.
So I'm going to ask you a personal question. I wouldn't do this since you're in the private sector now, but, you know, you're a public figure. He's your party's nominee. You're going to vote for him?
Lester, it would be a real stretch, I think, for me to cast that ballot for Trump. I'm going to reserve the right to make my decision later in the fall, but I'm not sure his policies and his approach, and frankly, I don't know what his policies are because they've been all over the map, but I'm not sure he represents what this party needs right now. But I'm gonna make that decision a little later.
Ken Sikkema, he's Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Thanks for your time today.
Hey, thanks, Lester.